Now, this is a very important point for later on as well. Thought is a behavior. Thought is a behavior. People say, well, I can't control my thoughts. You know, there's a difference between thinking of and thinking about. One time I was in New York. I saw some guy. He must have been upset. People were parking in his driveway way too often. He put up a sign in his driveway that said, don't even think of parking here. And I thought to myself, that's so silly. First of all, he has no right to tell me that. But second of all, he aroused my rebellious streak. But I said, make a reasonable request. If you put up a sign that says, don't think of an elephant on roller skates, I'm so sorry, I just did it. What should he have said? Not don't think of, don't think about. What's thinking about? Thinking of would be, oh, there's a spot. Oh, no, it's not. That's thinking of. What harm did I do? Thinking about, you roll up to the spot. You don't park in the spot. God forbid, that's someone's driveway. You just sort of look at it and fantasize and think, wow, my car would just fit really well in that spot. God forbid, I'd never really park there, but I'm just going to sit here for a few minutes and imagine what it would be like if I could park there. I could go shopping, get my pekalach, bring them back, put them in the trunk, maybe go out shopping some more. Oh, gewaldig. There's not even a meter at that spot. Oh. And then you stop and you say, okay, I've had my fill. That was a very fun fantasy. And you drive off and you say, thanks a lot. I just fantasized about parking in your spot. I didn't do it. I just thought about it. Okay. Now, obviously, in that scenario, you didn't do anything wrong, but you're thinking wrong. And yeah, it's a moral choice that you made. And you're accountable not to make those kinds of immoral choices. Yeah, thinking about, that's a decision. Thinking of, I have no choice. Things pop up in the mind. What can I do? The Maggid of Mezritch, a chassid, once asked him, how do I control stray thoughts? He said, see Reb Zev of Zhitomer. So he gets to Reb Zev, who is Erev Shabbos, knocks on the door. He hears people inside getting ready for Shabbos, nobody answers. Basically, Reb Zev doesn't answer the door, makes the guy homeless for Shabbos, he has to sleep in shul. After Shabbos, Reb Zev takes him home, they make Avdallah, they're chatting, it's very, very nice. He says, you know, the Maggid sent me to you, and what did you do? You made me homeless for Shabbos. You know, I heard you being, you were inside, why didn't you answer the door? The Maggid sent me to you to explain to me how to control stray thoughts. And Reb Zev says, but that answer I gave you the minute you showed up to town, just because there's a knock at the door doesn't mean I answer it. So there's thinking of, and there's thinking about. This is going to become extremely important later on. What I think of is really who I am. What I think about is what I do. And that machshava, thought, is a behavior, albeit a behavior that I engage in my own head. But a behavior no less. I'll give you an illustration. You can participate with me if you will. Think to yourself right now the times tables. You can pick as easy as you want, you know, 2 times 2 if you want, or you can be fancy, 8 times 7 is 56. Is it 56? I don't know. Okay, just do time, no one's quizzing you. Just do times tables in your head right now, okay? Everyone do times tables in your head. Okay, you can stop. Here's my question. Were you doing it? Okay. Were you thinking times tables in your head a minute ago? Okay, were you thinking times tables in your head an hour ago? Did you know the times tables in your head an hour ago? So there's a difference between thinking and knowing. You've known the times tables for a few hours, maybe a few years, but you weren't thinking it. Extremely important information going on later into the instructional parts of the book. First of all, I should know that just because my animal soul knows shocking, terrible, shameful things and sometimes wants to knock at the door and say, hey, let's think of it, let's think of it. That's okay. That's just who I am, not what I do. I don't have to think about it. It's also extremely important going forth because when we learn about meditation, I'm foreshadowing again, we have to know that you could know all types of beautiful information about God that could really, really, really move you. But just knowing it's not going to help unless you think about it. It won't. There's v'yadaita hayim, know it, v'sheveisa levavecha, import it into the emotions. You can't get it from the head to the heart without thinking. Just knowing it isn't going to change your life. You have to think about it. You have to meditate on it at least a little. But all of this is foreshadowed for us back in the early chapters.